This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas says it is reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, and Egypt is intensifying efforts to broker a deal to end the war and stave off a planned Israeli ground offensive into the southern city of Rafah. The Israeli military has massed dozens of tanks and armored vehicles in southern Israel close to Rafah and hit locations in the city and near daily airstrikes. Rafah is on the border with Egypt. Egypt has cautioned that an offensive into Rafah could have catastrophic consequences on the humanitarian situation in Gaza, as well as on regional peace and security. Hamas' statement on Saturday came hours after a high-level Egyptian delegation wrapped up a visit to Israel. A glitzy election year roast by U.S. President Joe Biden has drawn journalists, celebrities, and politicians, but also hundreds of protesters against the war in Gaza. The annual White House Correspondents Association dinner was taking place in Washington Saturday. This year's dinner was being held in the face of a call for journalists to boycott it, given the killings of Arab journalists covering the war in Gaza. Protesters ran after guests in tuxes and long dresses, hurrying into the dinner, chanting, "Shame on you." Biden's speech, which lasted around 10 minutes, made no mention of the ongoing war and the growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The United Nations says Sudanese paramilitary forces are encircling the only capital they have not captured in the western Darfur region, warning that an attack would have devastating consequences for the city's 800,000 inhabitants. At the same time, the UN said Friday that the rival Sudanese armed forces appear to be positioning themselves. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres again called on the paramilitary rapid support forces and government forces to refrain from fighting in the area around the capital.